The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.
Blog Talk Radio.
I started having a bunch of show. We didn't just talk about some of the things that have gone on in the world, like the music as usual, and just have a little fun. Just felt like having a show. So I feel like it would be a couple people who are probably going to have it for now, but we might get more people later. You know how it goes here. Sometimes we start off slow and pick them up later, but you never know. It's been so long since I've had a show. People probably don't even know I'm doing this, so we'll see how it turns out. Anyway, how you guys been? Anyway, I know you, Tammy, have had some issues with your truck. I'm sorry you had that issue, but you did win an award for the Classic Truck Show. That's awesome. You and your man won an award. That's great. I think it's cool. It looks really good, too. So I'm glad you got it running again, because it needs to be taken care of. I'm glad that you won. Congratulations on that. And I hope your health is doing better. And I hope your band's health is doing better. And hope you're getting around and everything now. I know you had a long, hard road there for a while. So I'm glad things are better for you. And Dutch Girl, good to see you as well. I'm glad that you're doing okay. I haven't talked to you in a long time. And hope that all is well with you as well. little bit about what's going on with me and talk about what's going on in the news lately. First I'll talk about what's going on with me. You know, I've been working on site for a company as a marketing director, and it's a 3-month project. It may go longer, I don't know. It depends on the company. It's not like a temp to perm type thing. They hired me as a consultant for 3 months, and then if they want me longer, then I'll operate longer if they're probably. If they don't, then I'll be waiting longer. But I've had very little time at all. I've been doing that full time, you know, for 5 hours, 9 to 5 hours, whatever. And as well as doing school, trying to do school full time, master's degree program, I've been neglecting it because I've had no time or energy. Also running my marketing business as well, doing projects for that, and then trying to get Mood Magazine up and going, and that's a little big for just a short period of time. We have very limited time anyway, and trying to get my remodel underway again, because we had to put it on pause for a while. We got the first phase part of it, this phase done, and now we're on the next phase, so that's going to start after the holidays. Also, I've been working on my real estate as a real estate broker, helping a client find a new house, 2 new houses actually, or she found a new house that's a little old one for her. So I've been really, 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 really busy. It's really funny in my life. Things always go that way. It's always all or nothing. It's always feast or famine in my life. I don't know why, but my entire life's been that way. I always have a really long, slow period where nothing happens for me in business or my personal life or anything. It's just very slow. And then everything happens at once. I get like a million different projects at once, and everything's going on at the same time in my life and family. So it's just really weird, but that's how it always goes for me. I'm used to it. So, you know what they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And speaking of that, I love Kelly Clarkson's new album. It's really great. It's called Stronger. And Kelly Clarkson, I've loved her since, you know, American Idol, the first season. And, you know, she's from Dallas, the Dallas area. She's from a small town outside of Dallas called Burleson. And so, of course, I love her because she's a Texas girl. But she's, I just adore her to death. I always have. I love her voice, love her music. But her music's gotten better and more mature, and just kind of, she's grown as an artist, and she's grown up, you know, which she should have. She's growing up. She's 29 now, I think, or something. So that's awesome. So her new album's really mature. The lyrics are really great. This new album is really amazing. Even if you don't know Kelly Clarkson, or even if you don't necessarily like her, this album you cannot help but like and love, because it's so well written. Both the music and lyrically, it's an amazing album. I listened to it. It came out a couple weeks ago. I've listened to it almost every day for the past 2 weeks, you know, through and through. I just love it. So this next song is What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger, and take heed to the message, because it's really a great one. I'll be right back. blowing my nose. I have allergies. Anyway, welcome back. Yeah, I love her too. She's really great. And I've seen every season of American Idol since the first one. I've watched every season. And I think it's great. I love it. It is different now than it was when it first started, of course, but I actually think it's gotten better in some ways in terms of how they find people. They find better quality people. I don't know how they necessarily did toward the middle of the show. But it's a good show. You should check it out, Andy. It's a good show. It's coming season. There's only an X Factor, which I've never seen. I may have seen like part of it, but I don't know. But anyway, but yeah, the other thing about Kelly Clarkson is everybody's always calling her fat. And I'm like, I don't understand that. She's not fat. And she's not a size zero. But a size, you know, six or whatever is not fat. I'm sorry. Or size 10 even, in my opinion, not fat. You know, Marilyn Monroe was a size 14, 12 to 14, depending what year you caught her in. And in her time, in the 50s and 60s, she was considered a bombshell. So it's interesting that today the ideal is size zero, basically an emaciated rack of bones, for women anyway. So I find it to be quite interesting that people call Kelly Clarkson fat. Well, she was on the radio the other day, and I was on my way into my office, and I heard her on the radio talking about that, and she said, somebody asked her about it, said, you know, why do people call you fat? She's like, I don't care. She's like, it used to bother me. She said, you know, she first started out because she wasn't used to being judged that way by people. She didn't know or whatever. But she said now she doesn't give a shit, basically. She's like, she is who she is, and she doesn't care what people think about her or her size. And she says she's healthy, and she's fine the way she is, and she likes herself, and that's all that matters, and I do agree with her. So I don't think it matters what most people think about that either. I agree, Dutchy girl, she is gorgeous. I always thought she was beautiful. So anywho, TV puts you to sleep, Tammy? Oh, you know, Michael, that does it to him, too. He likes to have the TV on, and he can go to sleep with the TV on usually, and I can't. I have to think about it, Michael. But he can do that. But there's some people who enjoy having the sound on the television or the voices around. They can hear you. Anyway, he's whispering to me. Anyway, so I was about to talk about also the old Jerry Sandusky or Sandorsky or whatever the fucking dude's name is. The stupid child molester or whatever. The guy who molested all those, like, 10 boys in Penn State or University of Pennsylvania or whatever. And he was asked if he did anything inappropriate. And he said he shouldn't have showered with the boys. Well, first of all, just the fact that he admits that he showered with him showered with these boys is inappropriate, okay? So I'm sorry, that is just completely wrong. And apparently, one of the staff or the grad students at the university who was there, this is years ago, but for some reason there were like these boys in the showers at the university, sort of some camp or something they had, I think, or something, a baseball camp or something, summers. And he was seen showering with one, well, not just showering, but one of the boys and him were in the showers, you know, showers. And one of the grad students walked by and saw this man sodomizing this 10-year-old boy in a shower. And he didn't stop him. He didn't do anything about it, which I think is wrong in the first place. What he did do is go to the administration and told them what he saw. And the administration never said a word about it, never did anything to this guy, never reprimanded him, nothing. Years later, he eventually left. He never said a word about it until now, when this kid came out 10 years later, he's like 20 years old or whatever, and told them, he and nine other boys, what happened to them. And I think it's just revolting that the university, I think the university should be held accountable for what happened to this boy, as well as the guy who grabbed you, but by didn't do anything. In my opinion, you know, not saying or not doing anything is guilty. Or it equates to guilt, in my opinion. If you see something or someone being harmed in some way and you do nothing, And in my opinion, that makes you complicit. It's in the act. So I think that they should be held, you know, accountable for that. But anyway, I'm sure you guys have seen the whole news story about that. But that kind of stuff happens all around, all the time to people. And apparently, 1 in 6 boys and 1 in 4 girls are sexually assaulted or molested when they're growing up, and sometimes brainwashed in whatever years or whatever. So it's underreported. People don't actually ever talk about it. They don't actually ever mention it, especially boys or specifically boys, because they're ashamed. Because in our culture, if you know that kind of thing happens to a boy, it's seen as like taking masculinity away, or it's embarrassing or whatever. So anyway, I think it's ridiculous, and I just think it's all like disgusting. But this guy is not even admitting that he ever did anything wrong when he has 10 people, or 10 kids, boys, men, whatever, who admit that he did do something. And then there are people who saw these acts or knew of them. So this is the kind of country we live in today, and I think it's really bad that we live in the kind of country where people don't do anything about something like that. I know it's not an easy thing to do, but if you know someone who's being molested or harmed in some way or anyway, physically or sexually or otherwise, I think it's up to us to help them, whether they think they need to be helped or not. We don't have to actually pull away from the situation, but we do need to at least ask them if they need help or report it if it's a child, because I think it's just wrong. But anyway, that's that. The other thing I was going to talk about was Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher, and the whole fact that they've been sort of, going through a hard time lately. So we'll talk about that right after this song, which is called You Love Me. It's another song by Kelly Clarkson. Hope you like this as well. So we'll be right back.
Sorry about that. I fucked up. Anyway. So Ashton and Demi Moore, Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore. So the whole thing with them apparently has been, they've been together for, I don't know, what, 10 years or 8 years or 6 years or 5 years? I don't know. A pretty long time away. And they have about a 15-year age difference, or maybe 20-year age difference. And so they've been together for a while, and I wonder, what happened, what caused them to break up. Well, apparently, Ashton Kutcher cheating on her throughout their marriage. I don't know how long, but apparently, at least with many women in the past 2 years. And I don't know, what do you think about an older woman and a younger guy? Everybody's different. but I think that comes into play when, a young guy, this is a person, depending on if she's para or post menopause, usually women who are after menopause are something to do with testosterone, but the fact that they lose estrogen, you get your menopause, as a woman. So women also have testosterone, so the testosterone becomes pronounced estrogen, starts to go away, depleted, so they get more interested in that. So I think that's interesting. But anyway, I think they're pretty. I mean, they're obviously done. She's filed for divorce, and she's going to have to give him half her house, other stuff. I don't know. What's going to happen with all that, but sad that. I don't know. I kind of hope that they would last, but it didn't. So, yes, Tammy, I know you hate sex. But that before. You said that before. Have you ever liked sex, or is it just now, in this time of society, you don't like sex? Have you ever liked sex at all, or is it just now? That you don't like it. I'm curious to know. Because if you've never liked sex, if you didn't like sex before, it's another. So, which is it? I'm curious to find out. Anyway, so we're going to go on for another 15, 20 minutes, and then I think I'll close out this, so I'll catch up with you guys. I am still doing Mute Magazine, and I'm working on that through the middle of everything else I'm doing, which is difficult. I haven't been able to give it the kind of attention I wanted. I haven't been able to, devote much time to it, because I'm always so busy or I'm too tired to devote much time to it, but I'm trying. I'm trying to get it ready by the 6th. That's the goal. Gave myself a goal so that I can try to get myself into gear. So I think it's going to happen. I just hope I can get it up the level that I want to be by then. So, but I'm going to do it regardless. I'll publish it offline, but that's what I meant. So you should see it there. If you know anyone who's interested in writing for the magazine, I've got, I guess, 9-10 writers now writing articles for the magazine who are interested in writing on a monthly basis. I'm trying to start selling advertising and stuff. If I had that time, I would have done that long ago, but... the first issue, I'm kind of going to bankrupt. The rest of it will come out, hopefully, future issues. Advertising, to be clear. But it'll be a good magazine to read, whether you agree with it or not. There's things in there that you can maybe remind to keep out differently. Political things, religious things, sexual things, about money, their relationships. There's an advice column. I really need someone to write in and just write the advice column on there. Just write to editor@mootmagazine.com. Any question, advice you need about anything at all, that we can say included into the first issue, because I really want to start the advice column there. I can't do that without questions. Better if I have already asked me. But if I don't get questions, I guess I'll just go back to my own off limit show. Find questions I've answered on here, because I've got plenty of questions I've given advice to on here before. So. Anyway, but talking about Demi Moore and everything, breaking up and everything, I've always had this next song, so I call it Clarkson again, for breaking off called Honestly. And it's about breaking up with someone, just being honest about it, not being on and cowardly and shit. So I think it's a good message as well. I hope you like the song too, and I'll be back in just a minute.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door. The right support.